Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pam Danziger is our guest. UnityMarketingOnline.com. Is that right, Pam? Did I say that right?
That's my website, yes.
UnityMarketingOnline.com.
I also contribute on Forbes.com.
Yep, she does.
People can read my articles there.
They're outstanding. I have two of them in front of me right now. We never go very far away from Pam's words. Folks, check that out. Her books are there. Meet the Henrys. That's awesome. Shops at Pop, Luxury Marketing Disrupted, all the books. She's very prolific, and as you can tell, she knows what she's talking about. Hey, Pam, we're talking about the impact of the coronavirus on the higher-end products. So are you one of the things I'm a little worried about is that I'm not going to get my be able to get my St. Andre triple cream cheese from France. That's what I'm. That's my biggest concern right now. What do you think?
Well, I don't know.
I'm actually not teasing too much on that one, by the way. I love that stuff.
Well, you know, I think that, I mean, they say that, you know, the virus doesn't, you know, once in terms of transmission, it doesn't transmit from product things.
Right.
So I think we're going to be safe for that. But you're right. I mean,
the question is, though, can the people show up to
ship?
Can the people show up in France to make it and ship it? And if it gets shipped, will the people be able to come to the ship, the docks, and unload it? You know, I mean, if this particular situation we have right now, this scare that we have, is unlike anything that any living person functioning in the marketplace has ever seen before, where we're afraid, where we're sequestering, we're holding ourselves off from going places where they may actually, I mean, look, I mean, Italy is the poster child for this, right? I mean, they've shut down the country.
They've shut down the country.
The country
but
of Italy is shut down.
I mean, that may really help, though. I mean, it will, again, if 2 weeks of being shut down may end the transmission. So that is the hope. But, you know, again, we're at the discretion of the government. I mean, if the government closes down malls or puts a quarantine around a big city, I mean, you know, you mentioned that New Rochelle is a very close-knit community, and so, you know, that's not going to necessarily affect a whole lot of businesses. But think about, you know, think about if it happened in Minneapolis around the Mall of America.
Mm-hmm.
Think about if one of these patients was working in a mall. And malls are the number one place that people are going to avoid, which, you know, is bad for the retailers and malls, but very good for Main Street businesses. If, you know, and that's one of the things that the psychology of this whole thing, what the long-term psychological impact on consumers.
Well, and the ripple effect. But this is, Pam, this is where something I've been preaching, and I've tried to practice what I preach. There have been times when I wasn't able to do this. This is where we all need to have at least 30 days of – we need to be able to withstand at least a 30-day – every small business, at least a 30-day disruption in our business without insurance. And I'll tell you, I'm not throwing that out there, Pam, like it's easy. I can remember when I wasn't able to do that, but I saw how perilous it was. I there were times when I was in real jeopardy, and I decided I committed to not doing that anymore. To do whatever I had to do, to create some kind of a rainy day fund or whatever, and that's what we've all got to do, especially retailers, right?
Right, especially. And again, I think that they need to be planning for that come the fall, assuming that this infection will return if it doesn't subside. You know,
well,
the
two things for your luxury customers. Number one, when will they want to buy again? Number two, will you be able to get the stuff they want? That's what's so tough about this particular situation.
Right, exactly. But I think, you know, and again, retailers who've already made their buys for the year, you know, may be stuck with a whole lot of inventory. It's really a difficult thing, you know, for us to plan for. But again, it makes us aware that there things happen that we can never plan for. So mm-hmm. we have to plan to be prepared for the unexpected and the unplanned events that occur.
Well, I wrote an article in my Forbes column recently about black swans, where I described what a black swan is. And I said,
tell me. What
well,
is
a black
that?
A black swan is you know, a black swan is a very one of the most rare animals. An adult black swan is very, very rare. And so the metaphor mm-hmm. is something that you never saw coming that happens that causes a major disruption is called a black
right.
swan. That's the metaphor. Well, the point I made is, can you really call it a black swan if you can imagine it? We've already had
right.
9/11 attacks. We've already had, the crash of 2008. So having our business interrupted like this is not a black swan, but the impact that's happening to us, the speed of it, that is
right.
black swan, and the overall damage that it's doing from being okay a month ago to now where we're talking about this where we are now, that's black swan effect. And so this,
right,
I think
exactly.
this is a true black swan, from the standpoint of the impact, if not, being able to predict it. So,
right. Well, one thing I would say for small businesses is they should be very visible, cleaning windows and cleaning doors just that kind of message would make people feel comfortable to walk in your door and see that.
You got to be creative to survive these days, I think, going
exactly.
forward in the next year.
But the long-term benefit could be to draw people closer to their local communities.
Good point.
And shop local. And I think
exactly.
that is one of the long-term possibilities.
Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Unity Marketing on.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.